plans for remediation of the contaminated ore basin in Skagway are moving forward. And the Haynesboro Assembly reviews a settlement reached with Pacific Pile and Marine over a contract dispute. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad representatives met with the Skagway Borough Assembly last Thursday to touch base on a number of issues related to the port. Topics of discussion included plans for a floating cruise ship dock, as well as remediation of the contaminated ore terminal basin. Earlier this year, Golder Associates prepared a risk assessment of the ore basin in Skagway. The survey found that metals in the sediment of the basin are creating a risk that needed to be addressed. It also provided analysis of different options for remediation. Last week, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation met with representatives from the borough, White Pass, and other stakeholders to review an updated version of the Golder report. DEC accepted the findings of the risk assessment and will provide guidelines for how to move forward with remediation of the contaminated site within the next 2 weeks. At the assembly meeting on Thursday, White Pass Representative Tyler Rose said that stakeholders shouldn't treat the construction of a floating dock and remediation of the ore basin as two separate issues.
I think it would be the interest of everyone to combine the remediation with a construction project moving forward. Also getting input from all the interested stakeholders as to what that construction would be, what the remediation looks like, obviously, the business model for the future, and all those interests. So we've begun that process and are starting, and absolutely are interested in input from the Assembly, other interested stakeholders, as well as the community at large.
The Assembly scheduled a special meeting for Monday evening to discuss the findings of the Golder Report during executive session. The Haynesboro Assembly will review a settlement reached through mediation between representatives from the borough and Pacific Pile and Marine. The settlement aims to resolve a disagreement over the harbor project contract. KHNS spoke with borough manager Deborah Schnabel about that and other items on the agenda for the assembly meeting on Tuesday. The contractor that was leading the Haynes Small Boat Harbor Expansion, Pacific Pile and Marine, they claimed the site conditions were not accurately described in contract documents. Then the company asked to be compensated for the additional work. And recently you went to Juneau for negotiations on this issue. So can you kind of sum up what happened during the negotiations?
It's called a mediation because we already recognized that we were in an argument. The borough has always claimed that the conditions were accurately described, and Pacific Pile and Marine has claimed since July, when they gave us the first notice, July of last year, that those conditions were not adequately described. We met a couple of times here in Haynes with PPM agents and representatives coming up here and talking with us, and you know, we realized that we weren't coming to any kind of an agreement, so we asked for mediation, which is another attorney coming in, and we came to a better understanding, a stronger, I think, understanding, each of us, of the other's position and why they were holding the way that they were holding. And we did eventually come to an agreement. We thought it would probably be in our best interest to settle, I guess would be the word. So we did settle. The settlement we agreed to is $595,000, which basically is this. It means that the amount of money that PPM first bid the contract for is the amount of money that they're getting plus $2,700.
And then, so now does this settlement go before the assembly for approval?
Yes, okay. It does. And the assembly had a committee of the whole where the team, you know, presented to them how we came to it and the things we thought.
The last thing I wanted to talk about on the agenda for the assembly meeting is about the correspondence with the UA Board of Regents about a proposed timber sale in the Chilkat Valley, a proposed 13,000-acre timber sale. So in June, the Board of Regents approved the development and disposal plan for the proposed sale. So I'm just wondering, what do you think about the response? Is there going to be more correspondence with the university about this topic? What going forward from here?
the president of the university has written to us and made comment that he has a lot of faith in this Haines Action Committee. And some of us are wondering what the Haines Action Committee is. And that, I think, will be brought forward. The Haines Economic Development Corporation is monitoring the activities with the Board of Regents and the University of Lansdale. And so I'm very glad for that, because there was a meeting last week of the Board of Regents, and the staff reported to the Board of Regents about this Haines Action Committee. And I think that there are some members of the staff of the University of Alaska that think that there are people in the community actively putting together a action committee, but we're not quite sure what it is that the university thinks we're doing.
Is this something that the university has come to the borough saying, can you help put this together?
No.
So
I think that the university lands department, the way I read it right now, is they're, and I have been told this, that they'd rather work with a community group as opposed to a borough group. But I don't know really how that can function realistically. Elected officials have to be involved and engaged somehow. You know, we do have to be involved in representing our community's interests to the university.
And do you know, has the university done anything to facilitate the creation of this group?
I believe that they have been talking to an individual in the community who has, during one of the public meetings, you know, raised interest in having a advisory committee here. Where the name Haines Action Committee came from, I really believe comes from the university staff. The university staff has characterized this action committee as a group of individuals that understand what we are trying to do, that appreciate what we can do, and will work with us to realize, you know, what we want to do. I think that's how they see the Haines Action Committee. The purpose hasn't been stated for this committee, or how it would interplay with the university's land trust staff.
That was Haines Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel. The assembly meets Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in assembly chambers. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.